Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, people in Petersfield are getting used to living without the level crossing. Hambledon's cellar door opens whilst visitor centre remains closed. Mayor's Medal awarded for 40 years of music. And we'll round up this week's local job opportunities. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rishi Sunak has maintained hopes of spring flights carrying asylum seekers to Rwanda as the government overturned all attempts by the House of Lords to change to its deportation legislation. The government saw off 10 amendments from peers to the Safety of Rwanda Bill after a minister had accused the Lords of trying to wreck the legislation. Nottingham Forest are extremely dismayed to have been docked 4 points for breaching Premier League financial rules. The deduction drops Forest into the Premier League's relegation zone, leaving them 18th with 9 games to play. The Premier League said Forest admits breaching profitability and sustainability rules. Rishi Sunak insists that the Tory party is united, despite speculation about a plot to replace him before the general election. Mr. Sunak's failure to turn around the Tories' opinion poll deficit has fuelled speculation about Conservative MPs considering replacing him with Commons leader Penny Mordaunt. The Prime Minister claims he's not interested in Westminster politics and his focus is on the UK economy.
And that's what I'm squarely focused on. That's what I get up every morning working as hard as I can to deliver, whether it's cutting people's taxes, increasing the state pension, today increasing the number of apprenticeships. Those are the things that matter to people.
Waiting lists to be assessed for autism on the NHS in England are the longest since current records began, with experts putting a surge in demand down to increased public awareness of the condition. Joey Nettleton Burrows is from the National Autistic Society and told us about the benefits of having an assessment.
I mean, it can make a huge difference for a child and for families as well. If you get that assessment, so you can get that support. I mean, at the moment, it's not even after assessment, it's not always easy to get support. Families do often still have to fight, but it's the first step towards getting it and something that can make a huge difference, and the earlier the better.
And EasyJet has opened its first new UK base in 12 years. The operation at Birmingham Airport will give passengers additional flight options and could reduce fares. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. People in Petersfield are getting used to living without the level crossing. The crossing is closed for 10 days. It's not expected to reopen before the 26th of March. The shutdown is for signalling and track work. Network Rail says it's part of a 2-year project to upgrade technology. Sarah and Claudia have to cross the railway almost every day.
It makes town very difficult. Trying to get to down Frenchman's Road to the car park is impossible, which is why we've just been dropped off at Lidl. Just the traffic down past Aldi is a bit ridiculous.
It's not too bad, because now I now drive, I can actually get to my college. But if it was shut and I couldn't drive, it would be quite hard to get to my college, because that's be the way I normally go. But luckily, I can now drive, so it's easier to get there.
Coming through town, it's just one long queue at the moment. So you don't realise how many people go backwards and forwards past the crossing.
Hambledon cellar door opens whilst visitor centre remains closed. The award-winning Hambledon Winery has launched a new cellar door dining experience because since the takeover by Berry Brothers, the completion of the new visitor centre has been put on hold. I spoke to General Manager Catherine Fromm and the head chef Nick Edgar and asked them when they expected the new building to open.
We don't know yet at the moment, so...
We'd rather not commit to a date.
Exactly. We've just been taken over by Berry Brothers and Symington's, so they are figuring everything out on their terms and what they want to do with the new building. So essentially, Nick decided to reopen. We did a pop-up year and a bit ago, reopen in a different setting to get people to know what we have here.
People wanted a nice restaurant on the vineyards, the next logical stepping stone of where we are going in the future.
And you can hear much more from them in May's Drinking with Phil and Max here on Shine Radio. Mayor's Medal awarded for 40 years of music. Philip Young is stepping down after 40 years as director of the Petersfield Musical Festival. This was marked by a very special celebration. Pam Buckley, the new chair of the festival, told me more.
We had a special celebration for Philip Young, who has now been our musical director for over 40 years. and is stepping down after this festival. We'd had a collection, we've given him a substantial check, there were some bubbles, and also a lovely book that was written by our festival conductor, Paul Spicer. And then the extra icing on the cake was that our mayor, JC Crissy, chose this opportunity to make a very special award to Philip, the town mayor's medal. So he received that in front of the whole audience, the choir, orchestra, and it was truly a magnificent way to celebrate Philip's 40 years with the festival.
And the festival continues all this week. Now, here's Isaac with this week's local job opportunities.
Brambridge Park Garden Centre is hiring both a general assistant and a Sunday till operator. For the general assistant role, you'll be working 24 hours per week on a wage of up to £10.42 an hour. You'll be on a permanent contract and you'll be working 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. on weekdays, with the exception of Tuesday. For the Sunday till officer role, you'll also be working on a wage of up to £10.42 an hour, but you'll be working only 6 hours per week on a Sunday. You'll be on a fixed-term contract from March to August the 24th. And finally, SME is hiring a grapple saw machine operator on a wage of £16 to £20 an hour. You must have experience and an FMOCS/CPCS qualification.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be overcast for the majority of the day today. Sunrise is at 6:08 a.m. and sunset is at 6:16 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 12 degrees today. Winds are southwesterly with speeds up to 11 miles per hour, and down on the water, low tide is at 12:35 p.m. and high tide of 3.63 metres is at 7:42 p.m. The UV rating is low. And then into Wednesday, where it will be cloudy to start the day, changing to sunny intervals by the afternoon. Have an amazing day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. The works on the level crossing remain in place, so that is still closed. The diversion routes are still in place there. Cook's Pond Road remains closed as well. Work continues on Durford Road. The two-way lights remain in place there. And on Montague Gardens, there's give or take traffic control in place there today. The A3 works continue. That's from 8 p.m. tonight. That's both directions from Bearlands. The road and slip lane closures are in force as well. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you could also phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team@shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.